弟兄姊妹，翻到利未记第一章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to Leviticus chapter 1.
利未记第一章第一节跟第二节上半句就可以。
Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1, and the first part of verse 2.
耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西，对他说：“你晓谕以色列人说。”
Now the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tabernacle meeting, saying.
那底下就是整个利未记的内容，神在那里对摩西说话，要他晓谕以色列人。
And from then on, it's the whole contents of Leviticus, where God spoke to Moses regarding to what they should do.
我们再翻到十一章
Chapter 11, please.
利未记十一章第一节到第三节
Verse 1, 2, 3.
耶和华对摩西亚伦说，你们晓谕以色列人说，在地上一切左兽中可吃的乃是这些，凡蹄分两半倒嚼的左兽你们都可以吃。
Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying to them, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, These are the animals which you may eat among all the animals that are on the earth. Among the animals, whatever divides the hoof, having cloven hooves and chewing the cud, that you may eat.
第九节第十节
Verses 9 and 10.
水中可吃的乃是这些，凡在水里、海里、河里有刺有鳞的都可以吃，凡在海里、河里并一切水里有动的活物，无刺无鳞的，你们都当以为可证。
Verse 9, These you may eat of all that are in the water, whatever in the water has fins and scales, whether in the seas or in the rivers, that you may eat. But all in the seas or in the rivers,that do not have fins and scales, all that moves in the water, or any living thing which is in the water, they are an abomination to you.
第三节
Verse
13. 雀鸟中你们当以为可证的不可吃的乃是，底下就写了一些不可吃的一些飞鸟。
Verse 13, And these you shall regard as an abomination among the birds. They shall not be eaten. They are an abomination. And then it lists all kinds of birds that you should not eat.
我想在这里列了许多一些飞鸟，可能我们都不是很熟悉的。
And its list includes some birds which we do not, we're not quite familiar with.
但是我想有几个鸟可能我们比较知道它们到底是哪一种的鸟。
But some of them we do know what kind of birds they are.
像十五节他说乌鸦是其中一种不可吃的。
Like in verse 15, raven.
啊，猫头鹰也是不可吃的。猫头鹰。
The owl, verse 17, that those are not edible.
在十八节的最后一个是蝙蝠也不可吃。
And also the end of verse 18, the bats you should not eat.
20节到24节
From verses 20 to 24, now we will read.
这是在飞鸟当中的哈。
And these include in the category of all those flying insects.
凡有翅膀用四足爬行的物，你们都当以为可证。
Verse 20, all flying insects that creep on all fours shall be an abomination to you.
只是有翅膀用四足爬行的物中有足有腿在地上奔跳的你们还可以吃。
Yet these you may eat of every flying insect that creeps on all fours, those which have joined legs above their feet with which to leap on the earth.
其中有蝗虫、蚂蚱、蟋蟀、蚁其类、蚱蜢、蚁其类，这些你们都可以吃。
Verse 22, these you may eat, the locust after its kind, the destroying locust after its kind, the cricket after its kind, and the grasshopper after its kind.
这些蝗虫、蚂蚱、蟋蟀，它们是有翅膀。
All these locusts, crickets, grasshoppers have their wings.
但是它们是用四足来爬行，它们虽然不会飞呢。不会飞行在空中，但是他们会跳。
However, they do creep on all fours, although they do not fly, but they could jump in air.
所以神说的这些你们是可以吃的。
Therefore, God says these are edible.
第23、24, 但是有翅膀有四足的跑偶你们都当以为可证。 这些都能使你们不洁净, 还没了死的也必不洁净到晚上。
Now verse 23, but all other flying insects which have 4 feet shall be an abomination to you. By these you shall become unclean. Whoever touches the carcass of any of them shall be unclean until evening.
29节,
verse 29,
前面一句话,
and the beginning of this verse,
地上爬物与你们不洁净的, 这底下就写了许多, 地上爬物不洁净的, 这些不可吃。
These also shall be unclean to you among the creeping things that creep on the earth. And then it lists all the insects of this kind.
41节到第47节。
Verse 41 to 47.
凡地上的爬物是可证的都不可吃。 凡用肚子行走的和用四足行走的, 或是有许多足的, 就是一切爬在地上的, 你们都不可吃, 因为是可证的。
Verse 41, and every creeping thing that creeps on earth shall be an abomination. It shall not be eaten. Whatever crawls on its belly, whatever goes on all fours, or whatever has many feet among all creeping things that creep on the earth, these you shall not eat, for they are an abomination.
你们不可因什么爬物使自己成为可证的，也不可因这些使自己不洁净以致染了污秽。
43. You shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping thing that creeps, nor shall you make yourselves unclean with them, lest you be defiled by them.
我是耶和华你们的神，所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们也不可在地上的爬物污秽自己。我是把你们从埃及地领出来的耶和华，要做你们的神，所以你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore consecrate yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any creeping thing that creeps on the earth. For I am the Lord who brings you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy.
这是走兽、飞鸟和水中游动的活物，并地上爬物的条例。 要把洁净的和不洁净的、可吃的、与不可吃的活物都分别出来。
This is the law of the animals and the birds and every living creature that moves in the waters and of every creature that creeps on the earth to distinguish between the unclean and the clean and between an animal that may be eaten and an animal that may not be eaten.
好，我们就
This is today's scripture reading. Could you please bow your head? Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，每次我们来到你面前，我们真是感觉到我们实在是一般蒙恩的儿女。
Lord, we thank you. Every time we are gathered before you, we truly feel that we are those who are so richly blessed.
因为我们能够常常聚在你跟前，常常在这里能够听你的话语。
Because we can always come before in your presence and listen to your voice.
因着你话里面得到 生命的供应，因着你话，我们知道如何过地上的生活。
And because your word, we could have the provision of life and know how to conduct ourselves in this world.
好像我们生活行事都能够讨你的欢喜。
So that our conduct and deeds will be pleasing to you.
因此早晨我们仍然求你继续借着圣灵把你的话说在我们心中。
So this morning, again, we ask that you speak your word to us through your Holy Spirit. So that these words will enlighten the eyes of our hearts. They could become the guiding force of our living. So that we could always live in the word, presence of your word.
So we
thank you for you are the light of life, and whoever walks in this light shall not walk in darkness. Once your word is unfolded, that the simple will have understanding.
早晨这点时间，你与我们同在。
Lord, be with us during this short period of time this morning.
我们一同在你面前仰望，一同等候你自己向我们施恩。
Together, we just wait for you, and we look unto your grace that you would command in our midst.
我们向祷告都奉主耶稣基督名求。
We ask and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 让早晨来和弟兄姊妹来交通。 那个题目就是分别出来的生活，或者分别为圣的生活。
This morning, the topic that I would like to share with you is the sanctified life, or to say the life that is set apart.
我们刚刚所读的利未记。
The Leviticus we just read.
我们知道利未记呢是紧接着在出埃及记后面。
Is right after Exodus, as we understand.
或是我们读出埃及记最末了40章的时候。
If you read the very last part of Exodus chapter 40,
我们看见那里神吩咐摩西所建造的会幕在那里被立起来了。
There we see that the tabernacle God commanded Moses was built up.
而所制造那些物件呢，按着他们的位置呢，已经都摆好了。
And all the furnishings, the articles have been placed in the right place.
在那我们就看见神荣光的充满了整个会幕。
And there we see God's glory fill the whole tabernacle.
那是表明神住在以色列百姓的中间。
Which tells us that God now dwells among Israelites.
所以当神住在以色列百姓当中的时候，
When God abides in the midst of the Israelites,
利未记一开头就告诉我们说，耶和华就从会幕在那里呼叫摩西。
Then we read in the very beginning of the Leviticus, God called Moses.
对他说，你要晓以色列人说。
Telling him that spoke this to all the Israelites.
因为为什么神在会幕那里呼叫摩西对他说话呢？
Why did God call Moses and spoke to him there?
因为神曾经对摩西说呢，他要在耶柜那里呢与他说话，与他相会。
Because God once said to Moses that in the midst of the Ark of Testimony, God would be meet him and be with him.
因为会幕已经盖好了，耶柜也安好安置好了。Now
the tabernacle was built and the Ark of Covenant was placed in the right place.
所以神就在耶柜那里开始向摩西说话，向人说话。Therefore,
God started to speak to Moses and all his children right there at the tabernacle.
神在会幕那里开始了呼召呼叫摩西。And
right there, God called Moses.
利未记原来名字呢？ 他应该是他的名，原来利未记原来他那个书名呢是叫神呼召。The
Leviticus in its original rendering is God called.
后来因着利未记里面都是记载利未人服事的事物，所以就把它叫做利未记。Then
later it's called Leviticus because it records all the priestly duties.
所以利未记原来意思就是说神在那里呼叫人。
So Leviticus simply means that God called people.
神呼叫人是为了什么呢？
And for what purpose he called?
神在那呼叫人，要来人来到他面前来亲近他。
He called people to come before him to draw near.
神在呼叫人来到他面前来与他有交通。
He called man to come before him to have fellowship with him.
神在呼叫人呢，是叫人来到他面前来侍奉他。
He also called man to serve him.
神在呼叫人。 叫人在那过一个圣洁的生活。
And God called man to live a holy life.
那么神怎么样来呼叫人，能够来过这样的生活呢？
How did God call man to live a life such as this?
那就是利未记前面开始所记载的五个祭。
And this is the first five offerings recorded in the book of Leviticus.
所以利未记开始，神在那向人说话说，就告诉摩西，小谕摩西说，在那里五个祭，就是燔祭、素祭。
So there in the very beginning, when God called people, when he spoke to Moses, he gave them the five offerings, that is burnt offering, meal offering, and grain offering.
And 还有赎罪祭、赎愆祭。
And sin offering and trespass offering.
就是说百姓要借这个五个祭呢，才能够来到神面前亲近他。
Through these five offerings, people could come to before God and draw near to Him.
来到他面前, 以他交通, 来侍奉他, 来在那里过圣洁的生活,
to have fellowship, to have serve Him, to lead a holy life.
所以五个祭就是整个以色列百姓属灵生活的一个根基。
Therefore, five offerings are the spiritual foundation of all the children of God.
神借这五个祭叫以色列百姓在地上, 在他面前过一个 神百姓那该有属灵的生活。
Through these five offerings, God wanted His people to lead a spiritual life that's supposed to be.
到新约我们就清楚，原来这五个祭都是讲了主耶稣基督他的所事和他所成就的一切工作。
It is clear to us now in New Testament time that all these five offerings are the person and the works of God.
所以在新约里面，使徒很清楚告诉我们，今天神在基督里面呼召了我们。
Therefore, in New Testament, it is clear that God has called us in Christ Jesus.
神在基督里面呼召我们来到他面前来亲近他。
God in Christ calls us to draw near to Him.
我们怎么亲近神呢？乃是借主耶稣基督的血。
How do we come near to God? It is through the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们怎么来到神面前来与他有交通呢?
How could we come before Him to have fellowship with Him?
得到神的生命，得到神的圣灵，我们在那里就可以与神有交通。
It is because we have received His life, His Holy Spirit, therefore we could commune with Him.
神呼召人来侍奉他，那么人怎么样侍奉他呢?
God calls men to serve Him. How should men serve?
在旧约里面，我们看见当祭司要他们要侍奉神的时候，他们必须要穿上那个圣衣。
In Old Testament, we see when the priests were about to serve God, they had to put on the holy garments.
在新约里面，我们知道，原来今天我们来侍奉神，是穿上主耶稣基督这一件圣衣。
And in New Testament, we come to know that for us to serve God, we have to put on this holy garment, which is Christ Jesus.
这一件华美的衣服，我们才可以侍奉神。This
glorious garment, so we could serve God.
神呼召我们来过一个圣洁的生活。So
God calls all of us to lead a holy life.
我们怎么样过圣洁的生活呢？是因着得到他那个圣洁的生命。Then
how shall we conduct our lives in holiness? It's all because we have received His holy life first.
所以我们看见在新约里面基督徒怎么样过一个属灵的生活呢？
How do all the saints in New Testament lead this holy life?
那个根基就是主耶稣基督的他所事和他所成就救赎的工作。
The very foundation is the person and the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
所以我们看见当神再来呼召以色列百姓再来过一个属灵生活的时候，
So here we see when God called Israelites to lead a spiritual life.
11章乃是说到他们怎样过一个圣洁的生活。
Right at chapter 11, it tells us how to lead a holy life.
神为什么呼召以色列百姓不仅在那里亲近他，与他有交通，在那里侍奉他？
Why did God call the children of Israel to draw near to Him, to commune with Him, and then to serve Him?
是要叫他们过一个圣洁的这个生活。
It's all because God wanted them to lead a holy life.
为什么神要以色列百姓过一个圣洁的生活呢？
Then why is God wanted Israelites to lead a holy life?
11章末了，他就告诉我们那个原因。
At the very end of chapter 11, it tells us the reason. God tells us the reason.
耶和华神是圣洁的，所以你们也要圣洁。
Because the Lord your God is holy, so you shall be holy.
因为他把以色列百姓从埃及拯救出来， 他要做他们的神。
God had delivered all the children of Israel out of Egypt to be their God.
因着神是圣洁的， 所以以色列百姓也要是一个圣洁的。
Because God is holy, so all the Israelites had to be holy.
这是为什么神要叫他们过一个圣洁生活的一个原因。
And this is the reason why God wanted His children to lead a holy life.
因为圣经也告诉我们说呢， 人非圣洁， 没有人能够见神。
As the Bible teaches that without holiness, no one can see God.
只有个圣洁的人， 他才能够来到神面前来朝见这位圣洁的神。
Only a holy person can come before God to worship Him.
因着人的圣洁， 人才可以来亲近他， 与他有交通。
And because man's holiness, man can come before God to fellowship with Him.
来侍奉他。
To serve Him.
那在旧约里面，我们看见神乃是借着吃活物来表明这件事情。
And in the Old Testament, God makes it clear through the eating of all kinds of creatures.
神吩咐他们说，有一些活物是可以吃的，有一些活物是不可以吃的。
God commanded them that some of the creatures you should eat, not others.
我们知道在新约里面，我们感谢神，我们已经不在这个律法的底下。
In New Testament, we thank our God because we are no longer under the law.
保罗告诉我们说呢，神所造的都是好的。
Paul tells us that all the creatures are made by God are good.
神所造都是圣洁的，只要感谢领受就可以了。
They are all holy, just received it with thanksgiving.
但是在旧约里面，我们看见神是借着这些条例来表明人怎样而过一个圣洁的生活。
However, in the Old Testament, God showed us how to lead a holy life through all these statutes.
所以这些的条例乃是说到一些属灵原则，一些属灵的意义，让神的百姓知道如何在地上过一个分别为圣的一个生活。
Therefore, all these statutes speak of the spiritual principles and so that people could lead a life that's consecrated, that's been set apart.
一方面我们看见的确当我们蒙恩得救以后，神的圣洁生命已经在我们里面了。
On the one hand, we see that right after we're saved by grace, God's sanctity is in us.
人是有那个资格来到神面前来亲近这位圣洁的神。
And we are qualified to come before God to draw near to him.
但是在实际的情形里面，人若是不圣洁，人就不能来到神面前。
However, in reality, if men are not holy, men are not permitted to come beforehand.
所以希伯来书也告诉我们说，你们要追求圣洁。
Therefore, in Hebrews we read, you have to pursue holiness.
就是说，你们要在生活上来操练、来学习，好叫这个圣洁能够成就在我们的身上。
That is to say, you have to exercise yourself in holiness, to practice holiness, so it will be perfected in your daily living.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because our God is holy.
人非圣洁，人不能来到神面前。
Without holiness, no man can come before him.
所以我们看见今天一个是不圣洁的人，他是没有办法来到神面前。
Therefore, today, an unholy person can never come before him.
所以神借这些吃活物的条例，让以色列百姓看见，他们的确是从埃及被拯救出来一般人。
So through these statues on eating the living creatures, God showed them they were all these Israelites were indeed redeemed from Egypt. Indeed, they were delivered from the bondage of Pharaoh of the world. There, they were set apart from the world. They were called holy people.
但是在这里神还问他们说，还要借着这个吃活物，这个条例，他们才能够真正过一个圣洁的生活。
And here again, God showed them to lead a true holy life. They had to follow these statutes on eating the living creatures.
他们才能够真正来到神面前来亲近他。
Only by following these commandments that they could come before him to
draw near to him. 为什么神用这个吃食这件事情叫他们学习过一个圣洁生活呢？
Why is it through these dietary laws that God taught them how to lead a living life?
我们知道吃在我们生活当中是一个非常重要的事情。
We all know that living is such an important matter.
我们一出生以后就在开始吃食物。
Right after we are born, we start eating.
我们每天都要吃食物。
We eat food daily.
因为吃食物是表明接受那个食物成为我们一部分。
Eating simply means you are receiving the food you are eating to become part of you.
因为食物会影响到我们身体的健康。
Because the food will affect your health.
因为食物也会影响到我们整个生活的内容和品质。
It also affects the very contents and the quality of your living.
若是吃到那些不洁净的，神说了，他们就成为不洁净的。
So God said, if you eat all those unclean food, then you became unclean.
因为不洁净的东西进到他们里面，就成为他们一部分，就污染了他们。
Because these unclean things went into them, being part of them, so they were defiled.
若是他们吃到洁净的食物呢，这个洁净的食物就成为他们身体里面一部分。
However, if they ate clean things, which became part of them,
他们也这个洁净呢，就成为他们身体的一部分。
And the cleanliness of the food now becomes cleanliness in their life.
所以我想，从这些食物的那个属灵意义原则里面，我们看见今天神让我们在生活上是怎么样学习来追求这个圣洁。
So through the spiritual meanings and principles regarding all these food, God has taught us how to pursue after holiness.
学习来经历这个圣洁，成为我们生命的一部分。
To learn to make this holiness part of our life.
当这个圣洁主之坐在我们身上的时候，我们才能够来到神，来到这个圣洁神的面前。
Only when the holiness is now being formed, organized into your life, then we can come before Him.
那么怎么我们去读这章的时候，我们看见神怎么来定规哪些活物是圣是洁净的，哪些活物是不洁净的呢？
As we read this chapter, we have to find out how did God decide which animals are clean as opposed to others unclean.
我们若是去读的时候，我们会注意到这些洁净不洁净的活物呢，是根据他们生活方式。
And we realize that it all depends on the way these animals live.
根据他们生活的习惯。
According to the customs of their living.
我想这些原则用在我们今天身上也是非常合适的。
And I believe all these principles could be aptly applied to our daily
living. 神今天怎么看我们是不是个圣洁的人或是个不圣洁的人？
How does God today view us as clean, holy or unholy?
是个洁净的还是个不洁净的？
Clean or unclean?
还是根据人的生活的方式和习惯？
It's all decided upon the way the customs of your daily living.
底下去教教宗的时候，我们会注意到，不是因为做了什么成为不洁净或是洁净。
As we fellowship on this further on, you will see that it's not depends on what you do, which is unclean or clean.
根据到底我们今天是生活方式是怎一种方式。
It all based upon the way of your living.
在这里，神把活物分成五大类。
And here God has divided the living creatures into five.
第一类就是走兽。
Five parts. First one is the animals.
然后地上的所兽，然后第二种就是水中那些有水的鱼类。
Animals of the earth, and the second is the fish, the fish in the water and in the sea.
还有空中的一个飞鸟。
And the birds in the air.
还有第四方面就是刚提到说。蝗虫、蚱蜢，这一类是属于那个昆虫的，不是属于飞鸟的。
On the fourth part, are these flying insects like crickets, grasshoppers?
就是在地上那些昆虫。
These are the creeping insects.
第五类呢，就是在地上爬的那些的活物。
The fifth creature is all those things that creep on the ground.
那我们稍微来看这五类的活物里面，神到底是怎么样定规，哪些是属于洁净的，哪些是属于不洁净的，哪些是可以吃的，哪些是不可以吃的。
Let's now view them very briefly to see what are clean, what are unclean, what are edible, what are not edible.
头一类神说了，在地上一切走兽当中可吃的，乃是他们体分两半。
Now, first category is all the animals that they have hooves divided, and also they chew the cud.
它倒结的走兽都可以吃。
With cloven hooves and chewing the cud.
什么叫蹄分两半呢？
What does it mean that their hooves
are divided? 就是它们的脚趾呢是分开的。
That is, their toes are split.
它们脚趾不是连在一起的，是有一个分开，是一个分别的。
They are not connected together. They are set apart.
这个是说到这种生活方式呢，是说以地上在生活上以这个世界有一个分别分开的一种生活。
It tells us that this is the kind of living that's being separated from the world, different from it.
蹄是在走路，是用来走路的。
Because hooves are used for walking.
所以这一类走兽，他们在地上行走生活的时候呢，他们与世界是有分开的，是有分别的。
So these animals, as they live in the world, they were different from the rest.
弟兄姊妹，这个就让我们看见，今天我们这些属神的儿女。
And it shows us that today we who believe belong to God.
我们在神的眼光当中是不是一个洁净的人呢？
In the sight of God, are we clean?
还是看我们在地上生活行走的时候，我们与这个世界是不是有个分开，有个界限，有个分别？
It all depends on if we, as we walk in the world, are we set apart from the world? Is there any dividing line between us and the world?
神告诉我们说，我们是天上的国民，我们是属神的一般人。
The Bible instructs that we are heavenly people. We belong to God.
我们不是属于这个地上的人。
We do not belong to this world.
我们看见今天地上的人，他们生活形式是根据什么呢？
Today, as we view all the people in this world, What is their basis for conducting their lives?
这些世上人都是跟随风俗的习惯在那边过生活。
They just follow the customs of the world.
他们都是随从自己里面肉体的情欲在那边过生活。
They just lead their lives according to the desires of their lust.
他们生活目的是为了满足自己。
The purpose of their living is just to satisfy themselves.
为了让自己能够更快乐。
So that it could be more joyful, more
happy. 这是整个世界人他们生活的方式。
And this is just the way people live.
但是今天我们恩得救以后，我们知道我们不是那种生活方式的人。
But we who have been saved by God's grace, we do not conduct our lives in
this way. 我们从前都是随着风俗习惯这么过生活。
Before we used to follow the customs of the world.
但圣经告诉我们说，我们蒙恩得救以后，我们的生活呢是根据跟随圣灵在我们里面的带领。But
as the Bible teaches us that after we are saved by His grace, we conduct ourselves following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们生活的目的都不是为了满足我们肉身上的需要，肉体的需要。
And the purpose of our life is not to satisfy our physical needs or our flesh.
我们生活目的应该有更高的一个层次呢，是为了得主的欢喜。
There should be a higher plateau of the purpose of our life is just to please God.
所以当这个左手分体的左手走路的时候，它在地上就留下一个分开的一个脚印。
So as these animals with split hooves, as they walk on the earth, you could see the prints of their footsteps.
说明它 行走是有一个分别的,
and it tells us that their footprints served as a mark of separation.
所以弟兄姊妹，这也是说到，当今天我们在地上行走的时候，我们在地上是不是有留下这个分别的一个记号呢？
It also tells us that, brothers and sisters, as we conduct our lives in this world, do you also leave behind all these footprints of separation?
能看我们所走过的脚中，在那里是不是一个分别的一个记号在那里？
As people look at our footsteps, do they see the marks of being set apart?
若是我们在所行的道路上的确有个分开分别和这个世界不一样的一种方式的话，那就是一个洁净的人。
If we live our life in this world as being set apart from the rest of the people, then we know we live a clean life.
我们看使徒保罗，他就是这样一个人。
And Apostle Paul is just like this.
他行走在地上的时候，他有个目标。
As he conducted his life in the world, he had a goal.
他的世界的人不一样，他有另外一个方向。
He had a different direction from the rest of the
world. 他有个标杆，他在那向着标杆在那里直跑。
He had a goal and he strived to press on toward that.
他一生所追求呢，是要更多认识主耶稣基督。
All his life, Paul pursued to know more of Jesus Christ.
他愿意更多得到主耶稣基督。
More and more, he would gain Jesus Christ.
他也愿意更多让基督来得到他自己。
And more, he would allow Jesus Christ to
gain him. 保罗里面有个心智呢，是要讨主的欢喜。
Paul had this mind in his heart that to please God.
这是保罗生活的方式。
And this is the way Paul conducted
his life. 所以当我们读保罗的历史的时候，我们看见在他的脚中，我们可以看见这个人是与世界是有分开的。
So as we read Paul's history and as we look at his footsteps, we know that Paul was set apart from the world.
这个人和世界人的生活方式是不一样的。
His way of living is different from the rest of the world.
用什么？这就是一个有提分成两遍的一个人。
Brothers and sisters, such as a person who had a life with split hooves.
保罗在哥林多后书第一章那里告诉我们。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul tells us.
他在那里讲到我们和这个世界和黑暗权势有六个一个不同的一个分开。
And Paul listed six distinctions. How we are different from the domain of the darkness of this world. He said the believers and unbelievers cannot be yoked together. They cannot be placed side by side. They were not equal, period. You should not have the same yoke together.
这句话呢，是从《生命记》那里引申而来的。
And this verse was from Deuteronomy.
因为在《生命记》22章那里，神吩咐以色列百姓说，牛跟驴呢，不能同父一个轭。
In Deuteronomy 22, God told the Israelites that oxen and mules could not be yoked together. Because they are of different kinds. Therefore, they could not be yoked together, could not plow the ground together.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天和这个世界是一样。
So likewise, brothers and sisters,
我们和他们是不同种族的人。
We are different breeds from the world.
我不是说我们要有种族的歧视。
I'm not talking about racial discrimination here.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们是新造的族类。
Because the Bible teaches that we are a new creation.
而当我们还没有信主之前呢，我们都是亚当的族类。
Before we believe in the Lord, we all belong to Adam, Adam's breed.
都是旧造。
We were old creation. But now today we have become new creation. We are new breed. We are not listed among the whole nations.
因为我们是属神,
because we belong to God and we have a new life within.
所以我们不和那些不同类的人一同负一个轭。
Therefore, we should never be yoked together with all the other kinds which are different from yours. There should be a dividing line between them and us.
他说义和不义有什么相交呢?
So, what is the fellowship between righteousness and lawlessness?
因为义和不义是没有个焦点的。
Because there is no focus between these two.
我们是属神, 我们是一个神所称义的人。
We belong to God and we are justified by Him.
当我们没有得救之前, 我们是一个不义的人。
Before we were saved, we were unrighteous.
这是第三个一个分开。
And this is the third distinction.
他说又说第四个就是说，光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？
Now the fourth distinction is what communion has light with darkness.
黑暗和光明是不同性质的，完全没办法相通。
Lightness and darkness are simply different in essence. It just have no common ground.
今天我们是属神，我们是光明的子女。
Today we belong to God. We are children of the light.
从前我们是黑暗之子。
Before we were sons of the darkness.
感谢神，我们得救以后，神把我们从黑暗权势里面带到神儿子光明的国度。
We thank God that after we're saved by His grace, He has delivered us from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of the Son.
所以光明和黑暗就不再有相通了。
Therefore, there is no communion between light and darkness.
基督和比列有什么相合呢? 比列就是撒旦。
What accord has Christ with Belial? And that is Satan.
基督和比列有什么相合?就是不相,没有一个共同的一个同一点。
What accord has Christ with Belial, between Christ and Satan? Simply because there is no common ground there.
信主和不信主有什么相合呢?
And what part has a believer with an unbeliever?
神的殿和偶像有什么相干呢?
And what agreement has the temple of God with idols?
这些都是说到我们属神儿女和世界和仇敌应该有个分开，应该有个分别。
All these speak of the fact that God's children should have this is a separation between the world, between Satan. We have no relationship with them at all. Because God has set us apart through Jesus Christ from the world. So our hooves should be split.
然后第二个条件呢是要倒嚼。
Now the second requirement is that this animal should chew the cud.
倒嚼是什么呢?
What does that mean?
倒嚼就是说把食物吃下去以后呢，又从那胃里面又吐出来，在口里那么细细的这么细嚼。
That is after the animal eats its food, the food gets into the stomach, but it comes back into his mouth to chew it.
我们知道，若是我们稍微注意那牛羊，我们常会注意到他们的嘴常常一直不停的一直在动，一直在动。
If you watch the sheep or the oxen, you would notice that their mouths constantly move.
它不是把草吃下去就吞到胃里面就没有。
It's not that after they have eaten the grass, after it has gone into their stomachs, and that's the end of everything.
他们老是把那些吃下去的食物再吐出来，然后再细细这么嚼，这么嚼嚼，最后才吞下去。
But instead, the food they have eaten into their stomach would come back up into their mouth, and they would chew these grass very carefully. Therefore, we see the herd, the flock are very, they are clean animals.
那这个祷节对我们来说, 今天是什么意思呢?
But then what does it mean to us today?
那是表明一个人对神话的一个态度。
It shows the attitude of man toward God's word.
神的话是我们生命的粮食, 是我们生命的供应。
God's word should be the bread, the provision of our life.
但是当我们把神的话读进去以后呢,
But after we read God's word,
不是把它吞吞的就吞下去,
is this you just gulp it all down with one bite?
乃是在那里反复的思想, 反复的思想。
As though that's it. But instead, you should meditate it on it over and over again.
然后在那里慢慢的领会明白神的话, 然后再把它
And gradually you will come to understand what the Lord's word means, and then you swallow it down.
这就是一个祷节的走兽。
And this is the animal that chews the cud.
我们看见玛利亚, 那个, 主耶稣的母亲玛利亚, 她就是一个祷节的人。
And we consider Mary, Jesus' mother, is a person like this who chews the cud.
当天使来, 向他显现的时候,
When the angel revealed himself to her,
他说, 蒙大恩的女子啊, 我问你的案,
the angel said, highly flavored.
当玛利亚听见的时候, 她就非常惊慌,
and Mary, upon hearing this, was troubled.
但是她就把这些话呢, 反复的思想,
but she continued to meditate on these words.
她一下子可能没办法领会天使的意思是什么,
maybe right away, she couldn't understand what the angel meant.
但是她这边仿佛的思想,
However, she meditated on that as this animal continued to chew the cud.
当天使在那里向在牧野在野地放羊的那些牧人显现宣告主耶稣降生的事情以后,
and also as the angel appeared himself to all those shepherds who were feeding in the wilderness.
他说在大卫城里面要为你们生一个儿子,
Today in the city of David, a son was born.
他被称为至高神的儿子,
who's called the Son of the Most High.
当牧羊人听见天使这样宣告的时候, 他们就急急忙忙去找约瑟和, 玛利亚。
And then all the shepherds, after they heard the proclamation of the angel, and right away they just rushed to find Mary and Joseph.
神告诉我们说, 天使所说的那些话就传开了,
and the Bible says all the words spoken by the angels were spread.
但是玛利亚对这些话她怎么样一个态度呢?
But what's Mary's attitude toward these words?
她把这些传开, 天使所宣告的话存在心里面, 仿佛的思想。
Again, she treasured these words, meditated on them. All these words spread by the angels.
所以我们看见玛利亚她是一个洁净的人。
Therefore, we know that Mary was a clean person.
因为她对主的话是在那仿佛的思想。
Because her attitude toward the Lord, the word of the Lord is to meditate on it continually, to ponder it.
诗篇第一篇就告诉我们说，唯喜爱耶和华律法的人。 昼夜思想，这人是有福的。In
Psalm 1, we read that, Blessed is the one whose delight in the law of God and meditates it day and night.
弟兄姊妹，这是说到我们今天对神的态度是怎么样一个方式呢？
So, brothers and sisters, this all speaks of the attitude of ours toward the Word of God.
都是我们常常把主的话摆在我们心里面，常常在反复思想的时候。
If we often place God's word into our hearts and meditate on them time and again, then God views us as clean.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个活在神面前的人, 因为他看重主的话语。
And brothers and sisters, this is also the a person who lives before God and because he treasures God's word.
因为当主的话在他里面一解开的时候就有了光。
Because once God's word is unfolded in him, it brings forth light.
他行走的时候呢,
so as he walks, as though his clothes are split.
所以在这个, 地上走兽可吃的里面呢, 这个体分两半跟那个倒觉是一起的, 是两个条件同时存在的才可以。
So these two conditions should exist side by side, chewing the cud and also with split hooves.
一个有神话语亮光启示的人，他行走一定是和这个世界是有分别的。
He who has the light of the word of God is always being set apart from the world.
是一个很平衡的。
He is very balanced.
所以底下有讲到一些走兽，他们有的可能是倒绝，但是不分体，他真的是不洁净的。
And chapter 11 continues to say that even though some of the animals who might have cloven hooves, but do not chew the cud, so they are still considered unclean.
有的是分两半呢，却不倒绝。
And others have split hooves, but they do the opposite way. They do not chew the cud, or they chew the cud, or they do not have split hooves.
他们在神面前仍然是一个不洁净的一个活物。
So still, they are considered unclean before God.
这表明说，神的话语在和我们生活应该是连在一起的。
This teaches us that God's word should be linked with our living.
是不分开的。
They are inseparable.
我们不能说我对主的话好像非常爱慕，非常好像有这样细细的反复思想，但是走起路来的时候却没有分别。
We cannot say that oh, we really love the word of God. We meditate on it carefully, but as we walk in the world, we are no separate.
在那生活形式的时候和这个世界仍然是没有分开。
As we conduct our lives in this world, we are not any different.
在神来看仍然是不洁净。
In the sight of God, we are unclean.
或是说，可能走起路来好像是分开是倒分两半的。
Or as you walk, as you are just like those animals who, that chew the cud or with split hooves.
但他背后必须有一个神话语一个支持。
But for him to do so.That person has to have the backup of God's word.
就是说他这个行事，他走在地上的时候，他的确是根据神话语亮光而走出来的。
This person walks in the world indeed based upon the light of God's word.
感谢神，在这个分两半跟倒绝这个走兽是可以吃的。
We thank God that these animals with split hooves and chewing the cud are edible.
而第二类呢是水族类。
And the second category is the creatures in the waters or seas.
水族类，神说了，凡是在水里、海里、河里面，有刺，还有有鳞的都可以吃。
God's word says, whatever in the water that has fins and scales, whether in the seas or in the rivers, that you may eat.
就是在水里游泳、有水的那些鱼类呢，只要它身上是有刺跟有鳞的，它是被算是洁净的。
Any fish that has fins or scales are edible because they are clean.
这是什么意思呢？
Then what does it mean?
我们知道海水在圣经里面呢有很多方面的意义。
We now see represents many meanings in the Bible.
头一个海水在圣经里面是代表世界。
First, the sea represents the world.
所以主耶稣在马太福音十三章讲到那个撒网在海里面那个比喻。
So Lord Jesus says this parable of sowing of scattering the parable in Matthew 13.
把网撒在海里，聚集各类的水族。
The parable of scattering the nets to gather all the creatures in the sea.
拉到岸里面呢，然后再把那个好的呢放在那个器具里面。
Pull them up to the shore and put the good ones into the vessel.
而不好就把它丢弃。
Those bad, they just discarded.
主耶稣说，在世界末了，天使出来的时候也是做同样工作。
And the Lord Jesus says that likewise at the end of the age when the angels come out, they do the same thing.
把义人从恶人当中分别出来。
They will separate the righteous from the unrighteous.
把那些恶人呢丢在火炉里面，在那就哀哭去。咬牙切齿。
The evil will be thrown into the furnace. There they will be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
那就是说，当福音传开在这个世界上的时候，有各种族类都捞上来了。
It tells us that when the gospel is proclaimed in the world, all kinds of creatures in the sea would be gathered.
但是在那里有一些是好的，有一些是坏的。
But some of them are good, as opposed to others are bad.
好的就是说他们相信接受福音，他们得到这个救恩。
Good ones are those who hear the gospel, they believe, they receive the salvation.
而那些不好的就是拒绝福音的人。
The bad ones are those who reject the gospel.
到有一天审判来到的时候，神借天使要再来做一个分别的工作。
So until the day on judgment, when God judges all through the angels to separate everybody.
所以我们看见海水是代表这个世界。
So we know that the sea represents the world.
它不仅代表世界，它是代表个罪恶的世界。
Not only a representing the world, but an evil, sinful world.
所以以赛亚57章在那里说呢，海水要涌出污秽和淤泥来。
Therefore, Isaiah 57, it says, all the seas will scatter all the refuse and the dirt.
所以这个世界是一个罪恶的世界。
Therefore, this world is a sinful world.
这海水第三方面是代表一种死亡。
Now, the third meaning of sea represents death.
所以到启示录23末了的时候，告诉我们说，海里要交出死人来。
Therefore, when we come to Revelation chapter 20, we see that all the sea will deliver up the dead.
那个红海的水是代表一个死亡的水。
Therefore, the floods of the sea represent the sea of death.
更可怕，这个海水乃是撒旦的一个巢穴，是撒旦的一个居所。
Even more, this sea represents the dwelling place of Satan.
所以在启示录那里告诉我们说，到有一天呢，有一只兽要从海中上来，就是那个敌基督的代表。
Therefore, in Revelation, we also read, one day the creature will rise up from the sea, and that is the Antichrist.
人要拜那只兽。
And then we'll worship that beast.
所以我们看见海水是代表一种世界，是一个黑暗的世界。
So we know that sea represents the world, a dark world.
是一个死亡的世界。
A dead world.
是一个污秽的世界。
A filthy world.
是撒旦掌权的一个世界。
A world where Satan rules.
而当这些鱼游在这个环境的里面的时候呢？
When all these fish swim in this kind of environment,
若是他们身上有刺的话，神说他们是洁净的，洁净的活物。
If they have fins, then God says they are clean animal, creatures.
因为当一只鱼它身上有刺的时候呢，它就有一个力量能够往前游行。
If this fish has fins, then it has this ability to swim forward.
它不会随着水那个流向那个潮流水流呢，就跟着而去。
It will not swim along the tide, following its direction.
因为它有刺，所以它可以逆流而上。
Because it has the fins, it can swim against the tide.
所以它是洁净的。
Therefore, it is clean.
弟兄姊妹，这就说到今天我们在地上生活的时候。
So, brothers and sisters, this tells us that today as we live in this world,
我们是活在这个撒旦掌权这个世界里面。
We now live under the domain of the power of Satan.
他是被称为世界的王。
He's called the prince of the world.
我们是活在这个罪恶的世界、死亡的世界里面。
And we live in the sinful dead world.
我们看见我们周遭多少罪恶，我们多少事情带给我们的死亡。
Look around you, see how many sinful things, how much death they have brought you.
当我们生活在这个环境的时候，我们是里面是不是有一种力量？
But as we live in this kind of environment, do we have this inner power?
而不随这个世界潮流在那来走。
That as we walk, we do not go along the tide.
我们是不是可以有逆流而上的一个能力？
Instead, we have this ability as fish to swim against the tide.
我们身上是不是有个刺，让我们有力量能够往前行走？
Do we have fins that would enable us to move forward?
而不是跟着这个堕落世界而走？
Instead, following this corrupt world.
我们不受这个世界的影响。
So that we will not be affected by this world.
我们不受世界的潮流的冲击。
So that we will be affected by the onrushing of this world.
用什么？这就是一个身上有刺的人。
Brothers and sisters, such a person is like the one, the fish that has sin.
我们今天看见，不仅今天世界上许多人，他是跟着这个潮流而生活，跟着潮流而走。
Not only do we see so many people just following the tide of the world.
许多神儿女也是跟着这潮流在过生活。
But even God's children.Conduct their lives in such a way.
我们看见今天这是一个科技进步的一个时代。
Today is such an age of great scientific
advancement. 今天这些那些做生意的人，那个产品是日新而新，天天常常有新产品出来。
Businessmen always produce new, brand new business products day by day.
就是吸引你去花钱去买。
To attract you to spend money to buy them.
当人买回来的时候，不见得他真正有需要在那使用。
But when you buy the product, it's not that you really need them to use them.
常常买来用过 几次一两次以后就摆在一边就不再用了。
But it's just once you use it once or twice and you just put it aside.
为什么？因为是跟着潮流在走。
Why is so? Because you are walking along the tide.
所以有时候你看看今天到夏天的时候很多人在那 garage sale。
So you see that when summer comes, that so many people would put forth garage sales.
为什么他们那么多东西要拿出来卖呢？
Why do they have so many things for sale?
并且你去有时候你去注意，很多东西就是像新的一样。
And you take a look at them, you realize that all these articles are just new.
很多家具都是像新的，都可以再使用。
They are so new that you could just use them again.
很多那个电子产品非常好，它仍然可以使用，但是它就不用了。
And some of the electrical products are so new and still usable, but they don't use them.
就堆积在那里，有一天他清房子的时候，就把那些东西清出来，就拿出来卖。
All these things are piled up, so one day when they clean up, they say, "Oh, we have to." Put up for them for sale. Put up them for sale.
我们生活方式是不是这样子呢？
Brothers and sisters, isn't that the way we live?
不是，我们生活方式是这样的话，那表明我们身上是一个没有刺的人。
If it's the way of your living, that only shows that you're a person without sin.
我们买许多东西呢，是因着我们有需要，我们才去买。
We buy things should be based upon our need.
不是买回来就摆在那边。
It's not to buy them and just put them away.
每一样东西买回来，这是真正是我需要的东西。
We should buy things we really need.
我不是因着在那边跟着潮流、跟着世人的喜好在那边走。
Instead of following the current of the world to conduct your own life.
所以这个鱼身上都是有刺。神看它是一个洁净，是可以吃的。
Therefore, if the fish has a sin, God said this is edible, clean.
还有。第二个就是说他身上有灵。
Now the second is that this fish should have scales.
灵是说到一种保护的一个作用。
They speak of the protective function.
耶伯记四十一章告诉我们，讲到说那里那个鳄鱼呢，它以鳞甲为它的夸耀。
Chapter 41 of Job, we read about this Leviathan whose boast, whose pride is its scales.
它那个鳞呢是紧紧的合闭，封得非常严密。
The scales were tightly shut up as seals.
好像穿上那个盔甲一样保护，不会没有空隙。
And so they put on an armor, so there was no space in between.
好像那以弗所书第六章所告诉我们，好像神全副军装在那个鳄鱼的身上。
As though, just as Ephesians chapter 6 says that the full armor of God is being placed upon this Leviathan.
那就是说，这个鱼若是身上有鳞的话呢，它身上就有个非常严密的一个保护。
So if this great fish has these scales, then it has such tight protection of every part of its body.
因为鳞是非常坚硬的。
Because scales are strong.
它不容易受海水外面那些一些东西的一个刺伤。
They will not be eroded by the waves of the sea.
外面雨水里面许多污秽肮脏东西不容进到他的身体里面。
Nor all the filthy things of the sea would enter into its body.
这就说到我们今天神儿女在这个罪恶世界里面我们在生活的时候。
So likewise, we as children of God live in the sinful world.
我们身上是不是有灵呢？
Do we have scales on us?
我们身上是不是一个保护呢？
Is there any protection?
当我们在地上生活行走的时候，我们在看见许多罪恶想尽办法要渗透到我们里面来伤害我们里面的生命。
As we walk in this world, we know that all kinds of sins are doing their best to enter into us to hurt our spiritual life.
死亡的东西常常要进到我们里面来，叫我们里面的生命也跟着死亡。
So many deadly things want to enter into us so that they would bring forth this death.
但是若是我们身上有这个灵来做保护的话呢？
But if we have the scales as protection,
一点没有空隙，不容易让这些罪恶进到我们身体里面。
It's so airtight without any space so the sin could not enter in.
让死亡东西不容易进到我们里面。
Any things of the death will never enter.
我们就是一个洁净的人。
Then we are clean.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们看见我们所接触许多的事物，听见许多话呢，都是要伤害我们属灵生命的。
Brothers and sisters, as we come into with so many things and so many words, They are simply trying to hurt our spiritual life.
这个世界在传递许多罪恶的事情给我们。
Even this world simply conveys so many sinful things to us.
许多死亡的东西要进到我们里面来。
So many dead things are striving to enter into us.
其实神许多儿女的许多传话也是带给人死亡的一个东西。
Many of God's children would spread words which would bring death.
不是叫你属灵生命更兴旺更活泼起来，而是要把你生命压下去。
They would not thrive your spiritual life, but press it down.
但是你身上若是有灵做你保护的话呢？
But if you have the scales on you to protect you,
这些东西就不容易进到你里面来。
None of these will so easily come into you.
你就不会受它影响。
So you will not be affected.
因为你身上有灵，
像盔甲一样。 You have skills like the armor around
you. 外界没有一件事情可以伤害到我们属灵生命。
So none of the outward things would damage your spiritual life.
我们可以有翅仍然继续往前游行。
We have the fins to swim forward.
做一个这个世代当中一个中流砥柱的人。
And we have skills, so we will be the people who stand against the tide.
弟兄姊妹，若是鱼身上有这些东西，它就是一个洁净，是可吃的。
Brothers and sisters, if a fish has fins and scales, then it is considered clean, edible.
那个灰鸟。
Now the birds.
我们知道鸟呢是飞行在空中，它可以说它这是空中它生活的环境。
We know that birds fly in the midst of the air, and that's where it lives.
这是神定规它生活的一个范围，也是它是有生活的方式。
And this is how God devised it for birds to live in that circumstance.
却说在这个雀鸟当中，有一些鸟它是被看为可憎，是不可吃的。
However, among these birds, God says some of them are detestable. You shall not eat.
我们刚提到说，其中有一种就是乌鸦。
We just mentioned that one of those birds is ravens.
为什么乌鸦是被看为不洁净可憎的呢？
Why is the ravens are considered abominable?
因为乌鸦喜欢吃那死尸。
Because ravens like to feed on dead things.
它靠这个死亡的食物呢来维生。
They simply live on these dead corpses.
我们看见挪亚造方舟，神用雨呢审判这个地上。
As Noah built the ark, as God used the flood to judge the world,
当40天下完以后呢,
after 40 days of rain,
挪亚打开窗户先把乌鸦放出去,
Noah opened the window and let out this raven first.
结果乌鸦飞出去以后，它就不再飞回来。
And as the raven flew away, it never returned.
因为我们知道在那个时候，地上满了死亡，满了许多死尸。
Because right at that time, the whole world was filled with corpses and with death.
因为那些都是他喜欢的食物。
And all these things are a raven's desirable food. So the raven would not come back.
对，第二次呢，挪亚就把一只鸽子放出去。
And the second time, Noah sent out this dove.
当时地上水还没有干。
At that time, the flood was not the ground is not that dry yet.
鸽子找不到落脚之处。
And the dove could not find a place to rest.
它在那找不到它的需要的食物。
And it couldn't find its food there.
然后它又飞回到方舟里面。
Therefore, it flew back into the ark again.
这说到一个有神生命、有圣灵在它里面的人。
And this says of a person who has the Holy Spirit indwelling.
他不是以地上的死亡的食物作为他生命的维持力量。
He does not feed on the deadly things on earth to become the very strength of his life.
鸟是飞行在空中，它的食物也应该是从上头来的食物。
As birds fly in the air, so their food should be from above.
我们是属天的子民，我们属天的食物乃是主耶稣基督所赐给我们生命的粮食。
So likewise, we are heavenly people, so the food we have should be the very one Jesus Christ gives us.
所以虽然乌鸦它是飞行在空中，但是因为它吃的食物是
So even though ravens fly in the air, but they feed on dead carcasses, so they're considered unclean.
还有在这里提到猫头鹰、还有夜鹰、还有蝙蝠。
Also, owl, jackdaw,
and the bat.
Why is they are other considered unclean? Because these are nocturne birds. They come out at night. So these are the birds who live in darkness. So they're considered unclean.
弟兄姊妹, 这也是说到我们今天神的儿女, 我们生活应该是在什么环境里面过生活呢?
So, brothers and sisters, it also tells us what kind of living you should conduct yourself.
从前我们是暗昧之, 怎么是属黑暗的?
We were the sons of darkness belonging to darkness.
从前我们是生活在黑暗里面, 我们许多做事情都见不得人了。
We live in darkness, and all many of the things we did were not presentable.
不敢
We did not want people to know about them.
很多事情我们都隐藏起来,
so many things we just cover them up. We did not want other people to see. And we thank God after we see by His grace. We are sons of the light.
我们生活应该生活在光明之中。
So we should walk in the light.
所以保罗说我们要像光明之子行事端正像行在白昼一样。
So Paul says that we should be like the sons of light as we walk, as though we walk at daytime. It's not that we come out to conduct our life in the night. It's not that we dare not people, we would not want people to see our works. So we walk in darkness. We do not dare to walk in the day.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们生活的一个方式。
So brother and sister, this is a way of living.
我们所行每一件事情，我们都可以带到神面前来。
Everything we do should be able to be presented before God. And likewise, being presented before man. Because we should do so very confidently. None of those things is dark, displeasing to God. We don't have to do things in secret.
若是这样的话, 就是像这些猫头鹰这些偏误,
if you are not doing things in this way, then you're just like all these birds, the nocturne birds. You come to life in darkness. Since they move about in the darkness, so God said they are unclean.
是不可吃的,
not edible.
然后第四种就是昆虫类。
Now the fourth category is this flying insect.
昆虫类它是有翅膀, 它有四肢组。
They have wings and they have feet.
它有足有脚。
They have feet, they have legs.
照道理来说, 这些昆虫, 它们有翅膀, 它们应该是飞行在空中才对。
Supposedly, seeing that they have wings, they should be flying in the air.
但是好像它们没有那个能力。 能够一直飞行在空中,
but somehow they do not have the ability to continue to fly in the air.
他们好像只能在地上走,
they could only walk on the ground.
但是偶尔呢, 他还可以蹦跳起来,
but occasionally they could jump, they could leap.
神说他们还是可以吃的,
but still God said that they are edible.
那是说明什么呢?
What does that tell us?
说明说这一般这些昆虫原来它应该在正常情形底下它们应该有它们有翅膀应该是飞翔在空中它们生活在这个属天的范围里面。
Under normal circumstances, these insects being having wings, so they should be able to fly in the air.
但是好像它们那力量不够它们飞行不起来。
But it seems they do not have enough ability to
really fly. 它们只能用脚在那里地上走。
So they walk on the ground with their feet.
但是好像他们里面有一种意愿, 就觉得好像他不甘心一直在地上走。
But still, it seems that they have this desire within within them, saying they do not want to continue to walk on the ground.
他们虽然飞不起来, 但是他们偶尔他们想要跳离开这个地。
Although they could not mount up, but they do want to jump off the ground.
他们不愿意一直连在这个地上。
They do not want to be buoyed down to the ground.
结果神 就说这些仍然是洁净，是可以吃。
So God said they are still clean. You can eat them.
我想这是讲到今天我们神的儿女。
It also speaks of God's children today.
在一个正常的情形底下, 我们应该是有翅膀, 可以飞翔在空中, 过一个属天的生活。
Under normal conditions that we have wings, we should be able to fly up and live a heavenly life.
但是可能因着我们生命软弱, 里面没有那个力气, 能够一直飞行在空中, 过那个好像更属天的生活。
But because of weakness of the life, that we do not have the strength to fly up, to live this heavenly life.
但是我们里面好像还有意愿，就说 我实在不愿意过这个完全在地上的那种生活。
But still we have this desire. We do not want to live this
里面好像还有点心愿, 我要离地而行。
We still have this desire that we want to be off the ground.
所以他们要尽力的, 能够跳跳跳。
So they do their best to do the jump.
总是有一段时间能够和这个地有一个分开。
So for a very short period of time, they are off the ground.
有一种心愿好像愿意过一个比较属天的生活。
They do have this desire to lead a heavenly life.
虽然他不能够常常飞行在空中。
Although they cannot continue to fly in the air.
但是有时候他还能够好像也是在这个离开这个地能够在高一点的地方生活。
But it seems that sometimes they are able to live in the plain, just a little bit above the ground.
就神说,
so God says, you are clean. And you still have that yearning in you.
这一点心愿神宝贵,
and just with this little desire, God really takes delight in.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然有时候我们不能够像许多飞鸟，好像能够常常飞行在空中，过一个非常属天的生活。
So brothers and sisters, although we cannot be like those birds flying up in the air, leading spiritual life all the way.
但是我们有点心意的时候，有机会的时候，我们就把它跳一下。
But as long as we have this desire, and if the occasion permits, we seem to be able to jump off the ground.
有一短短时间能离开这个地的生活。
Just for a little bit of time, we're able to lead a life which is above the earth. And then God says that you are clean.
最后一类就是爬虫类。
Now last kind is creeping animals.
这种爬虫类是最糟糕一种。
Those are the worst kind.
它是完全在地上爬。
They simply crawl on the ground.
神说凡地上的爬虫是可憎都不可吃。
And God says anything that creeps on the earth is detestable.
凡用肚子行走的，用四肢足行走的。 还有许多组行走都是可证的。
And whatever crawls on its belly, whatever goes on all fours, and whatever has many feet among all creeping things that creep on the earth, they are abominable.
就说他们的生活是完全和地是接连在一起的。
Because their living is totally connected with the ground.
完全和地是连在一起的。
Totally linked with it.
完全没有一点时间离开这个地的。
Not even a time to be above the ground.
这是说到今天神的儿女，许多神的儿女。
And it alludes to many of God's children today.
不仅有翅膀可以飞，他飞不起来。
Although they have wings to fly, they cannot fly.
他不像蝗虫蚱蜢，他们里面还是有点意愿，愿意稍微离开这个地。
Nor are they like the grasshoppers or crickets with this desire to be off the ground. And completely they join to the ground.
他说用肚子行走,
they crawl on the ground with they crawled on the ground on their bellies. So their bellies were just right up to the ground. Just like snakes.
弟兄姊妹, 这说到今天, 若是我们生活方式和这个地是完全是切在一起的话,
Brothers and sisters, if today our living is so closely connected to the ground,
我们思想意念完全都是地上的事情,
all our thoughts and intents are earthly,
完全是贴着地,
totally being pressed down onto the
ground. 和这个地完全没有一个间隔, 没有一个分界线,
there is no separation, no dividing line at all.
神说是可憎的不可吃的。
And God says you are unclean, you are detestable.
我们今天是一般属神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, today we belong to God.
哥罗西书告诉我们说，若是我们是以基督同复活的话。
Colossians tells us that if we rise up together with Christ,
我们应该是思念天上的事，不是思念地上的事。
Then we should be mindful of the things above, not the things down on earth.
我们整个心思意念都是向着天的。
So our minds and our intents are toward heaven.
若是我们今天仍然是思想意念都是完全是想到地上的事情。
But if you today you continue to be mindful of all the earthly things,
那就是用肚子行走的一般人。
Then you're just like those who crawl on the ground.
离不开地。
You can never be separate from
并且是被地抓住了。
And not only so, but the ground has tightly grasped you.
用神，这就是一个不洁净的。
Brothers and sisters, these are unclean people.
望求神是恩待我们。
May the Lord show us His mercy.
今天因着神的生命在我们里面,
today, because God's life dwells within us.
因着神把我们从埃及领出来了,
because He has led us out of Egypt.
因着他是圣洁的神,
and because He is the Holy God.
所以他也要求我们是圣洁的人。
So He demands that we, all of us, should be holy.
我们要和他的圣洁有份。
And we should be partakers of His holiness.
我们要像我们的神一样。
We should be like our God. And this is something we need to pursue after. Only when a person has this yearning to desire to pursue after holiness, then could God possibly finish His work. So not only do we hold this holy position before God, but also we have this reality of holiness. And this is the very purpose God has called
us.
Only when we constantly live in a holy life being set apart from the world, then can we come before this holy God. Because without holiness, you cannot see God.
我们感谢神，神正在呼召以色列百姓。
We thank God, God has called His Israelites.
神正在呼召以色列百姓。
He called the people of Israel.
就是要叫他们来到神面前来亲近他。
So that they could come before Him to draw near to Him.
来与他有交通来侍奉他。
To have fellowship with Him, to serve Him.
来过一个圣洁的生活。
To lead a holy life.
今天神已经做成一切的工作。
Today God has accomplished all the redemptive
work.
Just as the five offerings indicated that they serve as a very foundation of their spiritual life. It's not that Israelites could lead a life that God desired, but it's because God had accomplished everything for them.
根基上,
all they had to do is to stand on that
foundation. 只要他们靠着这个根基,
relying on this foundation,
他们就过一个神所要的那样属灵的生活。
Then they could lead the spiritual life that God pursues.
同样今天我们是站在这个主耶稣基督这稳固的根基上。
Likewise, today we all stand on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ.
一切他已经做成了。
He has accomplished everything. He has given to us all things. All we have to do is to hold fast to the things He has granted to us. By faith we stand on this foundation. And by His grace, we will be able to lead a normal Christian life. So here, when God calls us, we can come before Him to draw near to Him. To have fellowship with Him. To serve Him. And here we could lead a holy life being set apart to please Him.
所以求主恩待我们，我们才愿意在这些话里彼此勉励，一同来追求圣洁。
May God command His grace among us, so together we encourage one another, and together we pursue after Him.
叫我们生活方式、生活内容能够满足神的心意。
So the ways, the contents of our living will be pleasing to Him.
若是我们这样的生活方式的话，我想神也要说我们是洁净的。
With this kind of living, I believe God will say, "You are clean." May God be gracious to us all. Brother, would you please say a concluding prayer?